1260 AM Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Jim Ryan. A truce between Israel and Hamas continues today, could possibly stretch out even longer.
Just minutes ago, Israel began discussing extending the ceasefire even further. That is, CIA Director Burns has landed in Qatar for talks. It's unclear if any of those nine Americans still believed to be held captive in Gaza are going to be released in the coming days. The White House saying it doesn't have much visibility into how Hamas compiles these lists, or even if it's Hamas that's holding those American hostages.
ABC's Matt Gutman in Tel Aviv says 69 hostages have been released by Hamas so far. Some of the world's current and former leaders will be sitting in the small chapel of the Carter Center in Atlanta, paying respects to former First Lady Rosalynn Carter. A funeral and private burial will happen tomorrow in Plains, Georgia, the Carter's hometown. ABC News has learned the advocacy organization backed by billionaire conservative Charles Koch plans to endorse Nikki Haley as the Republican alternative to Donald Trump in the coming weeks. This is ABC News.
OptUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jelly.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. American consumers tell a new poll they prefer buying American-made products. This year's Made in America Holiday Gift Guide aims to help. Scott Paul is president of the Alliance for American Manufacturing.
A lot of people don't know where to look for Made in America gifts, and having something that's curated makes that task a little bit easier.
This year's guide features seven Wisconsin companies, including Cobra Head Garden Tools and Door County Candle Company. It's Charity Fraud Awareness Week. Consumer protection officials say you should ask solicitors for their names, addresses, and phone numbers. You should also ask how much of your donation will be used to actually help people. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The Northern Lights Express, a transportation project to open passenger train service between Minneapolis and Duluth, has stalled while awaiting federal funding. According to a Northern News Now report, state lawmakers gave the 155-mile project nearly $200 million in state funding, but that only accounts for about 20% of the funding needed. The Minnesota Department of Transportation has applied for federal grants to fund the rest of the project, but have not received word back on the status of the grants. Former Republican Wisconsin Attorney General Brad Schimmel plans to announce his candidacy for Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice. Schimmel will run against Justice Ann Walsh Bradley in an attempt to flip the court's newly liberal majority back to a conservative majority. Justice Bradley is the longest-serving current justice on the Wisconsin Supreme Court and will be running for her fourth term after winning her last election by a 16-point margin. The election will be held in April of 2025. And that's what you need to know. I'm James Kelly, WLAK News.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org, brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The Packers getting ready for the Chiefs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers held practice, got some players back from the injury list. Defensive back Eric Stokes worked out. Running back Aaron Jones did some drills, but he's dealing with that MCL sprain. They're short at running back, so is he close? I asked Matt LaFleur.
Oh, we'll see. Yeah, I think we're a long way from that.
The Packers host the Chiefs on Sunday night. College basketball, the Badgers with a 71-49 win over Western Illinois. Wisconsin will host Marquette this Saturday. NBA, the Bucks in Miami tonight to face the Heat. Giannis on how much Damian Lillard helps him and the team play better.
So like early in the season, those passes wasn't there. Now 10 games, 15 games later, the passes are there. So he's picking up on things. So now we're trying to figure out ways to kind of complement one another's game. He can still be Dame and I can still be Giannis. It makes the game easier for our teammates.
That's Giannis Antetokounmpo. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 26. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows around 20 tonight, partly cloudy. 37 tomorrow, mainly clear skies. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 11.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK, Amory's radio station. From the Civic Media Radio Network. Moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes. But where it's going, no one knows. Hello, Wisconsin!
Now, filling in for the new mom, here's Jane Mattenair.
Good morning and welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. So happy to have you join us. Calvin is here on the board. Greg Bach with me in studio. And you can always call or text at 844-967-2789 if you want to comment or just leave a message and say hello, whatever. We have a very, very busy show today. Coming up at 10:33, we are going to recombobulate with Dan Schaefer from the recombobulation area. Lisa Williams will be joining us at 11:06. She's with an organization called Persisters that started in Wauwatosa in 2016, trying to get more engagement, getting more people engaged in politics. And then we're going to lighten things up a little bit at 11:33. Jake Newborn will be here from the Wisconsin Bike Federation. The Milwaukee Santa Cycle Rampage, Greg Bach, is happening this weekend.
Here they come riding down the street. It's Santa Claus. Is it Santa's Claus?
It is the Milwaukee Santa Cycle Rampage.
But is the plural of Santa Claus be Santa's Claus, like attorneys general?
I don't know that I have the authority to make that determination.
Oh, look out, those are Santa's clauses.
No.
So, all right. Just trying to learn so I can teach the kids.
I understand. We're going to start off, though. Oh, boy. Representative Mike Gallagher from Green Bay appeared on Fox News. It was over the weekend, right?
Yes.
It was over the weekend. And he was talking about the Israel-Hamas war and also China's threat to U.S. national security. And then decided to wrap up his segment on Fox News talking about the National Railroad Museum in Ashwaubenon.
Mm-hmm. He was on Fox News with former Congressman Sean the Real World or Road Rules Duffy.
Right.
And former Congressman Duffy, now, you know, pundit, he just kind of like beelines the interview towards the end. And we got a clip of it. And basically what happened is, we'll give you a really quick thing. There is a flag there put at the Railroad Museum as a part of the inclusion. It's called the what again? The Celebration of Life.
It's a Festival of Trees.
Festival of Trees.
Festival of Trees.
And one of the groups is the Satanic Temple. They have a tree there. They have a little plaque there. It says what they do. And Sean Duffy asks Mike Gallagher. We have a clip of him talking about it right now.
Well, thus far, the Railroads Museum's response has been insufficient. When parents and concerned citizens have contacted the Railroad Museum, they've said, well, this is an educational opportunity for kids, which is completely ridiculous, right? I think it's impossible to overstate how offensive this is to Christians. It would be, in quite, you know, a literal sense, the same thing as waving a Hamas flag inside of a synagogue. I mean, it's just absolutely crazy that we would allow this to happen. And the really shame of it is, Sean, every year the National Railroad Museum does something very interesting and cool and fun for kids, which is they do a big screening of Polar Express, and you're surrounded by all the trains, and it's a cool, fun thing to take your kids to. But now I wouldn't take my kids to it. Now I don't want them to be surrounded by satanic trees. The local reporting has been insufficient. So the whole thing is absurd. And I would say one final thing. Conservatives are often accused of launching a culture war or focusing or fixating on cultural issues. But here is a perfect example of how that's not what's happening. But what's happening is we're just trying to defend basic traditions or defend our children in the midst of these basic traditions from the encroachment of woke ideology or offensive upside down cultural propaganda. And so the whole thing is a shame. I thought that Northeast Wisconsin was at least immune to something that you might see in New York or California, but we need to be vigilant as parents.
There's so much there.
There's so much. And when I heard it yesterday, I just heard that clip. We played it on Pat Kreitlow's show. But I listened to it again today, and there's so much in there.
Absolutely. First of all, the National Railroad Museum in Ashwaubenon is hosting the Festival of Trees. It's not the Festival of Christmas Trees. It's not the Festival of Christmas. And there is one tree there from the Satanic Temple of Wisconsin. That's decorated in, what, red lights?
Yeah, which is one of the colors of Christmas.
Yes. And for Mike Gallagher to suggest that children are being surrounded by satanic images at this event is completely irrational.
Well, also, let's also focus on that statement he made where he said having this here would be like taking a Hamas flag into a synagogue. First of all, shame on you, Congressman Gallagher. Shame on you for saying such a thing. That is a poor comparison. That is ignorant. And I'm just going to say stupid.
Again, it's this effort to gin up a problem where a problem does not exist.
And he calls himself out. He goes, we're accused of starting culture wars. Well, yeah, that's what you're doing right now. And he starts to say, we're protecting our traditions. Because at the end of the day, this is America. The traditions of all are welcome as far as like expression. It's in the First Amendment, freedom of religion, freedom of expression. And he has no leg to stand up, but then he says, we're protecting our kids. He turns the argument into what they always do. We're protecting the kids.
We're doing it for the children. We're doing it for the children.
And the children should know that we're protecting them.
The Railroad Museum has defended its decision to allow the temple to have a tree in the Festival of Trees based on anti-discrimination. And they also point out only 6 out of the 66 trees that are in this year's exhibition are overtly Christian.
Yeah. And it was the other thing. Yeah. When he said like it offends Christians. Well, you, guess what? Get me offended then. If you're such a snowflake. I mentioned to you, I have a friend of mine who's in the Satanic Temple. She's a member.
They are not Satan worshipers.
No.
What I understand.
No. And this is their mission statement. This is the mission statement of the Satanic Temple. It is to encourage benevolence and empathy among all people. Reject tyrannical authority, advocate practical common sense, oppose injustice, and undertake noble pursuits. The Satanic Temple has publicly confronted hate groups, fought for the abolition of corporal punishment in public schools, applied for equal representation when religious installations are placed on public property. They're about rights. They're about civil rights. And if you can't handle that, Mike Gallagher, or you probably didn't know that, then you're just going to have to be offended.
844-967-2789, 844-967-2789, if you want to chime in on this. Cindy from Appleton. Good morning, Cindy. Thank you so much for joining the show.
Well, I could not believe that was Mike Gallagher. When did he fall so far off the right edge of the earth? I thought this man had a little bit of sensibility. He's gone totally right-wing wacko.
You know, and I agree with you, Cindy, and I really thought originally when the January 6th attack was going on at the U.S. Capitol, and Mike Gallagher, I think, went on CNN and essentially called for then-President Trump to call off these people who were attacking the Capitol. And within a couple of months, his whole tune had changed.
Yep.
It's really disappointing. It is.
You know, this whole thing speaks to something we talked about yesterday with Todd Alba with regard to Robin Voss discussing I don't even remember what we were talking about, but he was basically, the idea is, does Mike Gallagher actually believe this? Is he trying to appeal to a base? He's got to be reelected. At this point, Trump is the front runner
by far,
and he has to appeal to a certain group of people. And honestly, Mike Gallagher, if you're listening, do you honestly care about a tree at a railroad museum, or are you doing this because you feel like you have to? Because we talked about this. Mike Gallagher has been kind of one of the, not central, right, but like level-headed people. And then all of a sudden you come out of nowhere with
this.
This?
Thank you so much for calling, Cindy. Really appreciate it. 844-967-2789. If you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitter, you can also leave a message there. Again, I think it's performative outrage.
Yeah.
I really do. And when you consider that the vast majority of trees at this Festival of Trees are just there to promote the businesses that decorated them. So there's an internet service provider called Bug Tussle that used the tree as the abdomen of their cartoon bug mascot. The Green Bay Botanical Gardens tree has wintry blooms on it. A tree from the Brown County Community Development Block Grant Housing Program has a hard hat at the top of the tree instead of a star. So, again, this is attempting to foster outrage over something that I just don't find that important. And then he, of course, encouraged Fox News viewers, of which there are many, to attack the National Railroad Museum.
Yeah, that, I mean, what are you doing, bro? And the other thing is, I asked everyone who heard that, listen to it again. He's not speaking, not sanely, he's not speaking with a great deal of comfort. He's trying to find words. He's using the terms woke ideology very awkwardly. These aren't words he's used to doing. So him trying to make up on the spot and sound like one of these Ron Johnson clones who just are like, COVID is a conspiracy of the rich. He can't do it because I don't think Mike Gallagher cares.
And I don't think he believes it.
Exactly.
Again, that's why I go back to this is performative outrage, trying to create a controversy where none existed. And at least in this article in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, the museum hadn't heard any complaints.
No.
Until, of course, this appearance on Fox News.
And I'm sure all the complaints now come from out of state.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
I'm never coming to your railroad museum. And they're probably like, yeah, you probably weren't.
When were you ever going to come here anyway?
We're in Ashwaubenon. I love Ashwaubenon. It's no Amory. But let's just calm yourselves.
A spokesperson for the National Railroad Museum says all future conversations on this matter will be handled internally, as museum employees have been inundated since Gallagher's appearance and the calls from Fox News that people need to express their outrage.
This is just like the Target employees having to deal with the transphobes and homophobes with a T-shirt. It's like you're turning your anger at some kid who works there for like $11 an hour who just loves trains. You're gonna yell at him because all the trees are satanic.
Yeah. Well, all right. We're going to move things along.
Chugga-chugga-long.
A suggestion that we should get rid of Obamacare. Is this a good idea?
Sure. What are we going to do instead?
844-967-2789. Stay with us. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin. We are on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK. Her name is Pam Yonke, but you can just call the host of the Midwest Farm Report, the Fabulous Farm Babe.
That's right, and the Fabulous Farm Babe is now part of the Civic Media team on your local station, Lake Air Radio, WLAK, 1260 AM in Amory. Here's show host Todd Alba with the announcement.
She is a broadcast legend. Doesn't matter whether you're a farm person, ag person, a producer, or just a good old Wisconsinite or a Packer fan. Pam Yonke, welcome to Civic Media.
My pleasure, my pleasure. Yeah, lifelong Wisconsinite. I grew up on a small dairy farm in northeast Wisconsin, O'Connell County. Stop and think about the work being done 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to make sure that you and I are the best fed in the world.
Join the fabulous farm babe, Pam Yonke, on Lake Air Radio, WLAK, 1260 AM in Amory.
Your Midwest Farm Report, weekdays from 5 until 6 a.m. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Good morning. Welcome to Ask Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matinere in for Kristen Bry. Greg Bach with me in studio. Calvin is on the board, and you can always join us at 844-967-2789, 844-96.
Party!
We were talking about Representative Mike Gallagher from Green Bay, who was on Fox News over the weekend, freaking out about the Festival of Trees at the National Railroad Museum in Ashwaubenon, because it includes one tree from the Satanic Temple of Wisconsin, which does not actually worship Satan. And out of the 66 trees at this event, only six of them are overtly religious because it's called a Festival of Trees.
I bet you those other five are like just offensively Christian.
What does that even mean?
I don't know.
A texter from the 715 listening in Green Bay. Gallagher's remarks remind me of the church chat skits from SNL. I thought he was going to yell out Satan like Dana Carvey's character did. And from WAUK, what species of tree is a satanic tree? It's a fir tree.
I
guess.
I was going to say like a black elm, like his black heart. I don't know.
Well, we're moving along to talk about on Saturday, former President Donald Trump posted on Truth Social. He's kicking around the idea of repealing Obamacare or the Affordable Care Act.
You know, that's what you do on a Saturday.
Well, he hasn't really put forward many policy proposals at this point, except for a lot of retribution.
Well, since 2016, he said, just wait, they're coming with the idea.
What it's going to be better.
Repeal and replace. They're going to get rid of Obamacare and they come up with something so much better.
So much better.
So much. It's so much health care. You're going to have so much. You're going to be health caring everywhere. I health care every day. That's a terrible Trump.
And what happened with that? They did not come up with a replacement. They did not come up with a replacement health care plan.
He is currently busy.
Here is his quote on Truth Social. The cost of Obamacare is out of control. Plus, it's not good health care. I'm seriously looking at alternatives. We had a couple of Republican senators who campaigned for 6 years against it and then raised their hands not to terminate it. It was a low point for the Republican Party, but we should never give up, unquote. And that, of course, was a reference to the late Senator John McCain.
Yeah. Yeah. I like what he thinks is the low point of the Republican Party is that.
There was a recent poll conducted in May of this year. About 6 in 10 Americans have a favorable opinion of the health care reform bill that was signed into law in 2010, commonly known as the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare. And I think there are still some people who are surprised that those two things are the same thing, but they are.
Yeah, I like seeing those interviews where people are like, I don't want to lose my medication. Well, that got to get rid of Obamacare. Yeah. What about the Affordable Care Act?
I like that.
I like that.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Yeah. It's one of those situations where like, I can't teach you at this point, if we were a year in, fine, but we're 13 years into this, I can't teach you that they're one and the same. And also, here's the deal. You want to replace it? You want to repeal it? Cool. Give me three better options.
Absolutely.
Give me three better options.
Come up with something.
But don't just be like, we're getting rid of it and we'll come up with something better.
And trust us. The plan is coming in 2 weeks.
Trust us with this. Trust us with the wall. Trust us with everything.
Texter from the 920 says, sure, get rid of Obamacare and replace it with single-payer Medicare for all. I would not be against that. I don't see that ever happening.
No, I see that happening in like 50 years. I can see that happening in 50 years.
Really?
Yeah. I think if we eventually got to where we're at now with this version of a healthcare plan for this country, we'll inch there someday.
I think there's way too much money involved in our healthcare system.
In my head, something catastrophic has to happen.
And what would that look like?
No idea. I don't know. But we act in times of trouble. I mean, look at the way we responded during the COVID vaccine, like in those first like couple months. They went to work and they helped people and they came together. Unfortunately, that's the only time we do it.
Texter from the 715 from Stevens Point, listening on WFHR. I thought Trump was going to sign a beautiful health care plan in 2 weeks. I knew that was not going to happen. That was 3 years ago in August.
He's still looking into it, okay? Gosh.
In 2 weeks. It'll be ready in 2 weeks. I got this great plan. It'll be ready in 2 weeks.
It's like your porch work. Like your porch will be ready in 2 weeks. Okay.
Well, and it's I go back to Representative Chip Roy from Texas, who was on the House floor last week, two weeks ago, pretty upset, saying, tell me one thing the GOP has done that I can go campaign on, just one single thing. And this is a Republican.
Yes, yes. And we need more Chip Roys in the world like that, who hold their own people to the fire. And hey, if you are a Republican listening right now, 844-967-2789. Call us up and tell us something. I would love to know. And I'm being serious. I'm not trying to make fun of anybody. I'm gonna be respectful. Something that is campaignable, something that is useful for the people, not just fear-mongering and fist-shaking.
Another text from the 541. The GOP plan is to replace the Affordable Care Act with private insurance companies so they can increase revenue and stimulate the economy from the top down.
I mean, that doesn't, yeah. I mean, what are they, it goes back to the old days of when they tried to replace Medicare with personal savings plans.
Oh, those HSAs.
Yeah. Basically,
health savings accounts.
Health savings account, which the government didn't do, but all these now companies do. It's
right?
It's.
Our healthcare system is a mess.
Oh, yeah.
It absolutely is a mess. And I don't think Obamacare or the ACA is perfect by any stretch of the imagination, but it has provided coverage for millions of Americans now.
And I'm going to say something kind of controversial. I'll say this before we go to the which is this. There was supposed to be single payer in there back in the day. And guess why that didn't happen? Because the Democrats were too scared of their own shadow to vote on it, because they knew that it would be so unpopular with some people, they might lose their job. But people wanted it.
Oh, yes.
And they got scared, so they had to take it out, and we have what we have, which, you're right, it's not perfect. It's better than nothing. But, man, it could have been so much better had the Democrats just stood up and said, no, we have a super majority, and our guy's in the White House. So guess what? We're going to have our way for a little bit. They didn't do that, because they don't.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. It's a cushy job.
Ooh, I love it.
Everybody wants to
keep it. Who doesn't want? Let's, Calvin, Jane, let's be senators. We should just be senators for like two terms, and then we're set.
Oh, then you're golden.
Oh, all the healthcare.
Golden. All right. When we come back, Dan Schaefer from the recombobulation area is going to be joining us. He had a recent column, speaking of it's good to be a politician, about Assembly Speaker Robin Voss and some junkets he's been going on over the last couple of years.
Start calling him Robin Voss, but not R-O-B-I-N, R-O-B-B-I-N.
Got it.
There, Robin Voss.
Gotcha, gotcha. And if you want to chime in again, 844-967-2789, 844-96.
Party!
Stay with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin. You're listening on across the Civic Media Radio Network.
From the Mississippi to the Apple and points eastward, you're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Former Wisconsin Attorney General Brad Schimel plans to run for state Supreme Court in 2025. Justice Ann Walsh Bradley's term is coming up, and she said she plans to run again. Just like earlier this year, the 2025 race is expected to determine the court's ideological majority. Schimel was the state's Republican Attorney General from 2015 to 2019. Bradley has served three terms on the high court. While you were relaxing over the Thanksgiving holiday weekend, Wisconsin state troopers were busy. The state patrol says it issued about 600 speeding tickets and responded to 128 crashes between Wednesday and Sunday. State troopers gave out 591 speeding tickets and arrested 18 impaired drivers. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what...
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Parents of children at Congdon Park Elementary School in Duluth are speaking out after a change they feel makes their children less safe. According to a Northern News Now report, school officials reported that it's been mandated that one of the main entrances to the building will now only have one set of locked doors instead of two. The mandate is already an existing policy at the district's other elementary schools, but parents are calling for the school to return to locking both sets of doors for safety. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources Keep Wildlife Wild poster contest is now underway. The contest allows students in 4th, 5th, and 6th grade to create a poster to teach the public about the importance of observing wildlife outdoors and not keeping wild animals as pets. Students must submit their poster designs by 5 p.m. on February 16th, and the judges will review the submissions and announce a winner in March. The DNR website has more information on submitting the poster designs. And that's what you need to know. I'm James Kelly, WLAK News.
The Green Bay Packers call Lambeau Field home, but did you know the stadium has a history all its own? It started with where to build it. Residents on both sides of the city wanted it. Officials argued there had to be room for growth. Eventually, farmland was purchased, but in Ashwaubenon. The bargaining continued, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Green Bay City Stadium became a reality the following year and was renamed in honor of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau in 1965. For Civic Media, I'm Terry.
The Packers getting ready for the Chiefs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers held practice, got some players back from the injury list. Defensive back Eric Stokes worked out. Running back Aaron Jones did some drills, but he's dealing with that MCL sprain. They're short at running back, so is he close? I asked Matt LaFleur.
Oh, we'll see. Yeah, I think we're a long way from that.
The Packers host the Chiefs on Sunday night. College basketball, the Badgers with a 71-49 win over Western Illinois. Wisconsin will host Marquette this Saturday. NBA, the Bucks in Miami tonight to face the Heat. Giannis on how much Damian Lillard helps him and the team play better.
So, like, early in the season, those passes wasn't there. Now, 10 games, 15 games later, the passes are there. So, he's picking up on things. So, now we're trying to figure out ways to kind of complement one another's game. He can still be Dame, and I can still be Giannis. It makes the game easier for our teammates.
That's Giannis Antetokounmpo. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 26. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows around 20 tonight, partly cloudy. 37 tomorrow, mainly clear skies. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 13.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Chris from Middleton. Welcome to the show. What do you got for us?
I'm a Democrat. I totally agree that there's been too much corporate influence probably in the Democratic Party. I liked how Bernie talked about economic issues, and I agree we need more of that. But I don't think we can also afford to shy away from the identity politics. In fact, we got to lean into the identity politics and not be shy about it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. From the heart of the St. Croix Valley, we're in touch with you. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station, UK.
I'm discombobulated. Good morning. morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matinere in for Kristen Bry. Greg Bach with me in studio. Calvin on the board. You can always chime in at 844-967-2789 or leave a comment on the live stream. We are joined, as we are most Tuesdays at this time, we're recombobulating with the wonderful Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation Area, which, by the way, is a 10-time Milwaukee Press Club award-winning weekly opinion column, and it's really reasonable to subscribe to as well. Good morning, Dan.
Oh, thank you for saying that, Jane. Yeah, 10 Milwaukee Press Club Awards. We're also offering a sale right now, so you could subscribe for 30% off.
Oh, hey, that's a deal.
But don't pay full price, people.
Just
not here in the Midwest. Price for anything in Wisconsin.
It's got to be on sale. Absolutely.
And you got to tell people you bought it at a sale. That, you know,
because it's
a
victory.
You got to let people know that you didn't pay full price for
it. Exactly. It's a victory if you got it on sale. This is a very much Wisconsin thing. Before we talk about your recent column in the Recombobulation Area, I just want to do a little housekeeping. We were talking about former President Trump saying over the weekend that he thinks he wants to replace the Affordable Care Act, otherwise known as Obamacare. I'm sure there will be a great plan coming up in 2 weeks. One of our texters said, remember the Leslie Stahl interview with the huge empty book that supposedly contained all the details of Donald Trump's healthcare plan? I remember that like it was yesterday. And another texter says, Senator Greg Bach should introduce a bill to have a stand-up comic perform on the Senate floor every day for 15 minutes to remind members that they need to make fun of themselves and actually do some work.
Okay, two things about that. One, when I heard Senator Greg Bach, my whole system shivered. I was like, that sounds awful. Awful. But also, senators and Congress people, these elected officials need to hire more comedians on their writing staffs, because when there's truly nothing more horrifying than watching C-SPAN and watching a elected official just bomb a line, you know, they think it's funny. You know, they sat in their office and like, this is the one, they deliver it and it's so stilted and it's so bad and there's just a break for nothing. Like, come on, I can write for you. I've done it before.
You could be the comedian coach that they all need.
My fee is on sale this week.
There you go.
Should there also be a 2-drink minimum to come enjoy the show for the comic coming down to the Congress floor?
Hey, Dan, if we don't have it at the Laughing Taff, why would I have it there?
Nice.
Thank you.
Very nice. All right, Dan Schaefer, let's talk about your exclusive reporting about Assembly Speaker Robin Voss going to a little conference in Rio de Janeiro during the September 20th special session. How did you come about this?
Yeah, well, I was covering the childcare issue quite a bit.
Which is a huge issue in Wisconsin.
I've written a whole lot about, and I wanted to be there for the special session. I was actually driving out, and my car broke down on the drive to Madison, so that was no fun. But as I followed up with a lot of the childcare providers who had come from across the state to be there for this special session.
And I'm sorry to interrupt you, but in some instances they traveled for hours.
The Washington Post had a really good feature story on this, and it talked about one woman who drove with her son for 5 hours from the town of Superior to be there that day to advocate for childcare and for working families in the state of Wisconsin. And, you know, so the governor calls this special session in early August. The special session is scheduled for September 20th. And I thought it was interesting that there was nobody quoting Robin Voss on that day. And it was interesting to see that, you know, some of the other legislative leaders, they did their gavel in. They didn't do the gavel out. They did kind of this gavel in and then adjourn. So they just gavel in, go home instead of gavel in, gavel out. But, you know, a lot of typically you'd see a lot of media quoting and interviewing Robin Voss when there's a story involving the legislature. Well, that didn't happen that day. So I started poking around and I eventually filed a public records request that was fulfilled a couple weeks ago for Robin Voss's official calendar. And it showed that while the special session was scheduled for September 20th, Robin Voss departed a flight to Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, on Monday, September 18th. and was in Brazil through September 24th. He was there for a conference put on by the National Conference of State Legislatures. Voss has done quite a bit of travel with them in the past, including also earlier this year in Brussels, Belgium. In the past, he has faced scrutiny for his international travel. A 2018 report from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel showed that Voss received $13,000 in travel and perks that year, a year in which he went to, on a trip to France with the National Conference of State Legislatures. So I have filed additional public records requests for the expense reports related to the Brazil trip and the Brussels trip, and also a trip to Ireland that he also took this year with another national organization of Irish American legislators to find out if there were any taxpayer dollars funding all of this international travel for the assembly speaker. And, you know, not only is he doing this international travel, he's potentially doing it to a certain extent of it on the taxpayer's dime. He's doing it at a time when the governor called the state legislature into session to debate issues like childcare funding, paid leave, the UW engineering building, all sorts of other workforce challenges, all sorts of other duties that the Republicans have shirked over recent months. And apparently, Robin Voss thought so little of the people of Wisconsin, thought so little of the people who were traveling all over the state, hours driving across the state to advocate and speak with their legislatures. He thought so little of them that he was not even in the same hemisphere.
Dan Schaefer, it's a lot to take in. Dan Schaefer is our guest. He is the author of The Recombobulation Area, talking about his latest column. There is so much to unpack here. First of all, this, what is it, National Council of State Legislatures? It sounds like a tour. Yeah. It sounds like a tour group. I mean, what is their stated mission? And if you're going to have a meeting, you can't meet somewhere in the states?
Well, that was one thing Pat Kreitlow covered on his show, because he was an elected senator. He was a part of that group. He had traveled. He's like, when I was a part of it, it was always in this country. It was always being like the meetings are being held in different people's states. You know, someone would be the host state, the host legislator. And then all of a sudden it just became this whirlwind, like,
let's go to Rio
journey thing. You said it best, Dan, right there. It's like, we're going to find out whether or not he spent the people's money, the taxpayers' money, but he really stepped on the people's time. And I know that equals money as well, but like, to me, talking about people driving all the way from Superior, you driving all the way there, still trying to get there with a broken down car, that is your time. And he, as always, doesn't honor it.
I also find it interesting, Dan, why aren't all lawmakers' travel schedules automatically public? Why do we have to file FOIAs for those?
I mean, that's a whole nother question about public records and the Wisconsin State Legislature. You know, there's this whole story going on right now about Governor Evers using the alternate email address with Warren Spahn's name. And it's an amusing story, but right-wing media has ginned it up to be some sort of controversy when it's just kind of normal practice with how elected officials use their emails to conduct business. For some reason, this story on Robin Voss and Brazil, which actually shows something from a public records request and doesn't insinuate the possibility of corruption, this actually shows, you know, negligent behavior or, you know, like you're saying, wasting the taxpayers' time, potentially wasting the taxpayers' money on these types of trips. This is an actual story. But somehow the statewide media apparatus didn't pick this one up a couple of weeks ago when I broke it. But it's, for whatever reason, picking up the right wing media story that broke it. But I think overall, the public records request, you know, we're holding legislators to different standards. You're holding Robin Voss has changed the public records law in his role as the leader of the state assembly. They can delete digital files when they are requested, which I know has happened in other public records requests that I've given. And so it is a way that, you know, it's again the double standard. And I think we've become so accustomed to this kind of anti-small-D democratic, anti-small-D democracy of the Republican state legislature over the years is there a problem?
No, not at all. Go ahead. Okay. We have a guest who's getting
anti-small-D democracy kind of over the years that has happened, that we're all acting like boiled frogs and just saying that, like, is this just normal behavior? for a Republican state legislator to not even be in the country when he is called into special session to debate these types of important issues to the people of Wisconsin? Is that become so normalized that we don't even bat an eyelash to the most powerful Republican in the state traveling to Rio to stay at a five-star resort for a conference that he is not even not speaking at, not a panelist at, not participating in at all, just attending one of the afternoons on that conference. I got the full calendar of the conference. One of the afternoons of the conference was an hours-long trip to the Chrysler Redeemer statue in Rio. How is that helping the people of Wisconsin?
I'm sure that there is some reason, Dan. Maybe they're thinking about putting up a new statue somewhere in the state and they were looking for dimensions. I find that the whole thing is so disturbing. And I go back to this organization. It sounds like a tour group, a tour company for state legislators. It does.
And that's the problem too, is like, you know, when I worked for the mayor in Racine, there are groups who meet, governor's groups and mayor's groups, and they can get good work done. They really can.
I doubt that.
And I think these groups are important to get them together to help circulate best practices or, you know, whatever. But it's when you get people in leadership of those groups that then say, well, you know what? Why are we going to North Dakota? Let's go to Paris.
It'll be so much more fun.
Yeah. And they turn to that.
Well, you mentioned that Pat Kreitlow was saying that you know, he was, I think the legislature pays dues into this organization and is part of it. And maybe didn't always do the type of international travel that we're seeing now. Guess who was the president of that organization from 2019 to 2021?
I'm going to guess Robin Voss.
It was Robin Voss.
Oh, yep. That's a shock. Yep. I'm shocked.
He was also president of that organization again from January 2023 to August 2023 to fill out a term by a state legislator from Idaho who had been elected the lieutenant governor of their state there. So in two different stints, he was the president. He is now the president emeritus of the National Conference of State Legislators. And apparently, you know, I mean, I haven't heard back from him on what exactly this was about, what this was concerning, how much it cost, when it was booked. All those, there's many different questions, and the Assembly Speaker's office has not responded to any of them.
Well, and I think, too, if taxpayer dollars are going towards this in any way, shape, or form, then someone should be required to file a report and get share it with the rest of the class.
I guarantee you, it's not a question of whether or not it's been spent. It's how much has been spent. Because they use these groups that they pay dues into. They spend their budgeted money through state offices, whether it's through their direct office or whether it's just through a general fund. They get money for travel, for membership, for these kinds of things. That money comes from us.
It's a wonderful report. Check it out at the Recombobulation area. You can subscribe. Subscriptions are on sale right now, 30% off. So it's definitely worth reading. So you're trying to do some follow up with this, Dan, right?
Yeah, I'm trying to find out more about what happened. I think it's interesting that the traditional media apparatus across the state has largely shrugged at this story. I think it's ridiculous. I think it's ridiculous that the story from Wisconsin right now about the Warren Spahn email has been picked up by the AP, picked up by every news source in the state, but this one hasn't. The insinuation in the Wisconsin Right Now story was that maybe, possibly, this could be hiding some sort of nefarious behavior. Well, here is some actual nefarious behavior. What's a bigger story?
Yeah. Dan Schaefer is here with the Recombobulation area. We will continue recombobulating. Stay with us. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin. We're on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Once I get strapped in the two-tail, wheels up and we'll be rocking. Getting out of frozen Wisconsin. I need you to recombobulate me. I want you to recombobulate me. I need you to recombobulate me. Somebody recombobulate me.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
The Bucks are what's hot, there's no need to deny. So what we gonna do? Let it fly, let it fly.
Good morning, welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matinair in for Kristen Bry. Greg Bach with me in studio. Calvin is on the board. Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation Area joins us every Tuesday at 10:33. And hey, big Bucks game tonight. The Bucks and the Heat with a 6:30 tip-off. You can listen to the game. News from the center on WRCE in Richland Center. Oshkosh Air Support, WISS in Oshkosh. My sentimental favorite, Lake Air, WLAK in Amory.
Amory.
WRJN in Racine and WCQM in Park Falls. Dan, you're a huge Bucks fan. This is the final group play game for the in-season tournament that determines if the Bucks move on to Vegas as the winner of their group or a possible wild card.
I'm excited for the game. I'm a little bit playing Miami brings up some bad memories,
painful memories.
Man, we obviously lost to the Miami Heat in the playoffs last year. So watching them play the Heat again, they're not a particularly good shooting team, but against the Bucks, I'm sure they'll shoot the lights out.
Really? Do you think the Heat's going to smoke them tonight?
No. I just think that the Bucks tend to have bad luck against the Heat. But I think I'm pretty confident they played pretty well in these in-season tournament games. Damian Lillard and Giannis Antetokounmpo starting to get that chemistry on the offensive end going a little bit. So that's been great to see. Bringing up those bad memories of the Heat playoff losses, that's never fun.
So if they would lose tonight, then if the Bucks would lose, that won't happen. What would this mean going forward then?
So I think they are leading in their group for this in-season tournament, and they have not lost a game in the in-season tournament play yet within their group. And so I think even if they lost, they could still win it based on some tiebreakers and based on, I think, another game with Indiana and whatnot. But I think they could still move on. And this is all brand new. This in-season tournament, I'm as much of an NBA diehard as there is out there. I'm still trying to figure out exactly how this in-season tournament works.
I'm so happy that you said that because I'm not a sports aficionado by any stretch of the imagination, but I thought, I've never even heard of this. What does this mean? Has this always been part of basketball?
No, this is brand new. This is the first year that they're doing this and trying to add some intrigue to the first part of the regular season. It's kind of similar to what a lot of European soccer clubs do with having these tournaments during the season. I'm still learning it too. And I think even some of the players, I saw an interview after one of the games with Damian Lillard, they were asking him, if he's excited for the in-season tournament. He's just kind of confused. He's like, yeah, sure. I don't really know what's going on, but yeah.
Whatever.
We'd like to play in Vegas and win some money. And I think that's how their tournament ends, with kind of a final eight, final four type of thing in Vegas. But it's interesting. I don't know exactly how it's going to go, though. Are we going to be, if they win, are we going to be excited about the Bucks winning the NBA Cup of the in-season tournament? I really don't know.
And are they actual cups? I mean, I don't even know. Like, everybody who has spoken about this is speaking with shrugged shoulders. Like, everybody who's talking about it is like,
I don't know.
Okay.
It's really confusing.
Yeah.
And I mean, from what I understand, NBA viewership is and has been on the rise for quite a while, yeah. especially globally. So do they really need some extra tweaks to get more people excited about pro basketball?
I don't know, but the ratings are up for it, though. Like the whole, they have the crazy different colored courts that they're introducing for each NBA arena during this. Like the Bulls had like an all red court for their games, which was like kind of disorienting to see. And if you're like colorblind, I have to imagine it's a horrible experience. But like the Bucks had this court with like a big green stripe down the middle, and it's just supposed to be different. But the ratings are up for it. People are, you know, the players seem to be giving a little bit more of effort in these games. I don't really know. It's just where it's all about brand new learning experience for all of us as fans, as much as it is for the players and teams.
I want to see them open it up and just like, you know, tonight the Utah Jazz take on the Washington Generals. Just see what happens. See, if you know basketball, you know that reference. It's a Harlem Globetrotter reference, Jane.
Thank you.
Wow. You are looking at me like I am clear glass right now. Like, what is happening right now?
This just shows you how
Calvin got the reference. His parents took him there when he was four.
This just shows you how much I don't know about basketball. I find the fact that they switch out floors to be ridiculously unnecessary. And expensive. Weird. That must be really expensive.
Yeah. Well, and I like that that Civic Media is now broadcasting a lot of these games. I think that's wonderful.
Which we're happy to do.
I would rather, but I've had so many problems this year with watching the games on Bally Sports Wisconsin that I would rather them focus on maybe being able to like watch the games instead of come up with all these goofy courts and ideas and stuff like that.
Right.
Just put the games on and I'll watch them. And that seems to be complicated for whatever reason for Bally Sports this year. Let's fix that before we get to these other things. I don't know.
It seems like it would be more useful actually to make sure that fans could watch the games as opposed to having a fancy new floor.
Why fix Bally Sports when they can just take your money and do nothing about it?
Well, again, if you want to listen to tonight's game, Bucks at the Heat, 6:30 tip-off. You can listen on all kinds of Civic Media radio stations, WRCE in Richland Center, Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, Lake Air in Amory. WRJN in Racine, and WCQM in Park Falls. Make sure you download the Civic Media app as well. That way you can take us with you wherever
you go. It's
just
too exciting, Jane.
I know. It's very exciting. Love having you here, Dan Schaefer. I highly, highly encourage you to read his latest exclusive column about this wonderful travel program for state lawmakers.
And you know what? You brought up a point in the conversation previous about why people are talking about it. Like, you know, the national news talking about Tony Evers versus this. Go to the recombobulation area, read this, share it with people, talk about it with people. And it's a nice little scandal brewing, in my opinion, coming from a guy who expected from.
I just want to see a book report. I would like to see a book report.
Not from you, Dan.
From Robin Voss about what he learned at that conference. We will see you next week. Dan Schaefer, thank you so very much. Stay with us when we come back. We're going to talk about Purse Sisters. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Let it fly, let it fly. Cash money. Let it fly, let it fly. The whole squad. Let it fly, let it fly. Because who's going to win it? The Bucks, let it fly. Milwaukee. Let it fly, let it fly.
Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK, Amory's radio station. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News.